Keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, well, it's rivalry week. Looking at the forecast for tomorrow in East Lansing, looks pretty decent. Looks like, well, a perfect day for football is what it looks like to me, which is good news. The Michigan Wolverines rolling, of course. Tough year so far for the Spartans. My next guest, the voice of the Wolverines and the Lions on Sundays, Jim Brandstatter, back on the program. Jim, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Golly, I mean, you can't say enough about the rivalry, especially after what Michigan has that taste in their mouth from that last 10 seconds last year in the Big House. Good Lord, they want it bad, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Obviously, they want it bad for more than just that reason. I think that's obviously part of it, but truly, Michigan State's won 7 of the last 8, so it goes deeper than that play, and Michigan wants to win the game because it's a rivalry game and because this year they've got something special going on, and Michigan State just happens to be the next one in line, and it happens to be a rivalry game. So lots of things in
Michigan, lots of things in play here.
Yeah, lots of things in play on their minds why they're excited about playing this football game.
The toe in the football at about noon tomorrow at Spartan Stadium, 65 degrees forecast for game time. About a 12-mile-an-hour wind. Sounds like a pretty nice day for football, man. You can put it all out there. The thing that I'm watching now, Jabril Peppers, where's he going to play tomorrow? He plays every position on the football field, and he seems to be good at it, every one of them. Incredible.
Yeah, well, I think this year the statistic is that he's played 13 different positions, including special teams. And to me, that's what I call the Michigan defense, the Where's Waldo defense. and what I mean by where Waldo is if you as a quarterback come to the line of scrimmage, and you look at your pre-snap read, you better identify where number 5 is for Michigan, because they'll put him all over the place, and he will make you pay if you don't account for him. And that's how dynamic he is from a defensive perspective.
You know, speaking of quarterback, Wilton Spates had a pretty significant year so far. He's played very, very well. Not a lot of mistakes for him, but on the same token, about 5 or 6 different guys have lined up under center to play quarterback for this team as well on different occasions.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that's, I think, been the biggest surprise, the pleasant surprise for Michigan, coming into the year, the big question mark was young linebacking core, and 2, the quarterback position. Who was going to win that battle in the offseason? Well, Wilton Spates has really kind of settled that question completely by his play. Now, the other thing that Jim Harbaugh is willing to do is use that position and put people in there at any time to take advantage of their skills. So you've seen Jabril Peppers actually play quarterback. They've run read option where he's carried the football. He was the guy that got Michigan off the dime at Rutgers with a big play out of the quarterback position. Also, Shane Morris is in there leading a sweep. John O'Korn has played. So it's one of those things that's Jim Harbaugh's MO. If you think you're ready for his offense, you're not.
Well, you know,
come up with something different every week.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, putting people where they're most effective, and Peppers is effective everywhere. But a big tight end at Michigan that if they're, you know, 4th or 3rd and goal, 2 yards out, there's a big tight end. They come in and say, how about you play fullback for a minute?
Right. Well, and it's not just that. I mean, they have that, what they call the train formation.
Yeah.
You know, where they line up in I call it a 10-man eye formation.
Yeah.
But they had in that formation 5 tight ends. And 2 fullbacks in that grouping of guys. And ultimately, it was Jake Butt, the tight end, that caught a touchdown pass. But it could very well have easily been Khalid Hill, the guy you're talking about.
Yeah.
A tight end that can line up and play fullback, and they will hit you from a lot of different perspectives. Michigan offensively doesn't care who gets in, who scores, or how they score. It's just about scoring.
Yeah, Hill's had a handful of touchdowns from that setup. Now, here's the thing. You know, it's been several tough years for Michigan fans, and the Spartans have been able to, certainly after that play last year, to celebrate at the expense of their Wolverine friends for a lot of years. But a lot of people believe this is going to be the year that, you know, Michigan gets to win one and maybe start a streak in the other direction. What do you think going into the game?
I think it's cyclical. I mean, these things happen over the course of years, and it's like in the mid-60s, Michigan State had a great run going when they had their great teams with George Webster and all that. And then in the 70s, when Bo Schembechler took over, they had their great run. And now Mark D'Antonio has done that, you know, in the last 8 years. So I think it's cyclical, and I think Jim Harbaugh has, you know, gotten good, talented players in Michigan. And, yeah, I think that they could be very easily start a run. But the thing you've got to remember, Steve, this is a rivalry game. And Michigan State is playing for pride. They're a wounded dog, and those are the most dangerous kind of dogs out there.
Yep.
You're playing in their house. So I think it's a very difficult and tough football game for Michigan.
So what's the key?
I think the key is the guys up front, like it always is, it seems like every year. You know that you've heard that stat that 42 of the last 46 games, the team that's rushed the ball for more yardage has won. And you can't discount that as having some indication of what's important in this game. And in my judgment, that's what it is. It's how you block up front, how you control the line of scrimmage. If you do that offensively and defensively, you got a great chance of winning, and I think that's the key.
Well, there you go.
Last thing is, and I always say this, you can't turn it over.
Well, there is that. Don't put it on the carpet, that's for sure.
There you go.
All right, so I'll be there with my daughter. Her first Michigan State game, she's 11. We're going to take her and have this life-changing experience with her at Spartan Stadium tomorrow. We're going to be wearing opposite colors, which is going to be kind of fun, too. We're going to be wearing different colors as we go to the game because that's just the way it is. But before we go here, Jim, we're with Jim Brandstetter, by the way. Three-game winning streak for the Lions. We got about a minute here. You know, this team at 1-3, look, people are going, oh, here we go again. But all of a sudden, there's life in Detroit.
There is life in Detroit, and it starts with number 9. The quarterback, Matthew Stafford, he's been outstanding. They don't win these three games and get to 4-3. Without number 9 playing quarterback and playing the way he is. If he keeps this up, the Lions are going to be a tough out the rest of the year.
Yeah, they got a chance to have a good year and to finally have that breakout year, I think, is what we're seeing.
Exactly. And they've got to get healthy. They're beginning to get some guys back, but they're getting them back at the right time because they're heading into a very difficult period of time, and they've got to win games, and Stafford has proven that he can get it done. Now it's those guys that have been injured that have to start coming back and really contributing for, I think, the Lions to reach their true potential.
There you go. Jim Brandstetter, the hardest working man in football this time of the year. Jim, always a pleasure. Enjoy your time in East Lansing and enjoy your time with the Lions this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Jim Brandstetter, everybody, award-winning American sportscaster for the University of Michigan and the Detroit Lions, right here on the Steve Gruber Show.